producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I believe that in this new economy, workers, startups, and small businesses need more of a voice, not less. The rules should work for them. And I'm not alone in this. This year I plan to lift up the many businesses who figured out that doing right by their workers or their customers or their communities ends up being good for their shareholders.
The president's State of the Union address, his final one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we're going to rate the speech and talk about some of the moments in the speech and reaction to it as well. You'll hear what Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, what her response was to Obama's State of the Union. And also some of the things he missed. The most glaring miss, I think, in the State of the Union, and Democrat, Republican, or whatever you label yourself, I think we could all agree on this one, is he did not talk at all about the fact that 10 of our American sailors were kidnapped, or they're being held, in Iran. So while we watched that story unfold and saw that earlier in the day that happened, Iran seizing two U.S. Navy boats, and the Pentagon saying that it briefly lost contact with that Navy craft, it led to the capture of 10 sailors. That is significant. You want to talk about rattled nerves, and you talk about this implementation of the nuclear accord with Tehran. Now you have the situation with sailors on these two Navy boats in the Gulf. Boom. What happens to them? Both the U.S. and Iranian folks describe the sailors whose boats may have, they say, inadvertently drifted into Iranian waters as safe and well-treated. It's 9 men and 1 woman. They were the ones that were aboard the boats that were seized. The White House announced, well before the State of the Union, the spokesperson Josh Earnest said, "We've received assurances from the Iranians that our sailors are safe, that they're going to be allowed to continue their journey promptly," for whatever that means. The Revolutionary Guards naval forces took the boats inside Iran's territorial waters while they were moving around. So there were negotiations to free the crew, and this is just hours before the State of the Union address, the final one for the press. In the hour-long speech, he didn't mention the crew being detained. He did talk about the nuclear deal with Tehran, saying the world has avoided another war. And is it because they think it's going to be resolved quickly? It's not going to escalate? What is it? For Iran, they're more than excited to see their deal go through because of the relief from economic sanctions under the nuclear accord. Formal implementation could begin in the next days following the steps Iran, I guess, agrees to take to curb the nuclear activities that they're doing right now. Now, the Iranian foreign minister assured John Kerry, our Secretary of State, that the sailors would be allowed to continue their journey promptly, whatever that means. I mean, could it get any tenser? Let's put it that way. Is there tension? There has to be tension. Because they haven't been released yet. If you remember, this has happened before in Iran. It's been a long time. But it happened with the Royal Marines. And a couple of sailors, U.S. sailors, where they had strayed into the waters. and there were 8 of them, and they were freed like 3 days later. So we've seen this in the past, but it can trigger some very, very bad news. And we know, we've seen what it's like when it gets extensive. Think of the hostage crisis. With the State of the Union address, the president talked about ISIS, and he said, ask bin Laden if I'm serious about defeating ISIS. That was one of his comments. He said, if you doubt America's commitment or mine to see that justice is done, ask Osama bin Laden. So on Twitter, this really just exploded. I mean, just absolutely exploded. So people wrote things like, if Obama killed Osama bin Laden, then Bush killed Abdul Musab al-Zawarki, but I don't remember Bush ever pretending he pulled the trigger. Somebody else said, I single-handedly killed Osama bin Laden. I arm wrestled him to death at POTUS. Hashtag SOTU. The Republicans seized on those moments when the president had to say what he said about ISIS. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has said that the solution is to carpet bomb the terror group, and the candidates charged that Obama still won't use the term Islamic terrorism. Even Jeb Bush came out of the woodwork to jump into the 140-character world. He said they're not just killers and fanatics, they're radical Islamic terrorists. Still can't call them by name. Governor Mike Huckabee said, quit apologizing for the evil forces of radical Islam and start protecting Americans. Dr. Ben Carson tweeted, Mr. President, you must call the enemy out by name. It is impossible to defeat ISIS if we don't call evil what it is. Rand Paul said, I just yelled, you lie, really loudly. Good thing I'm not there. Hashtag State of the Union. So, whether it's the man on the street or whether it's the politician, there were moments in this State of the Union that could absolutely be picked apart in a couple of different directions, that's for sure. And because there's nothing else to run for, there aren't these grandiose promises, because there are no promises left to keep. I mean, there's a scorecard, I suppose, but it's not the usual scorecard. And that makes a difference. But very, very troubling. The Navy boats, until they're actually back in the boats and they're out of there, even if it's happened in the past, ooh, I think a lot of people would breathe easier. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, you could win a computer. You can call us at 855-266-5283 to play our silly little game, Nail the Score. Hang with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One of the few regrets of my presidency, that the rancor and suspicion between the parties has gotten worse instead of better. I have no doubt a president with the gifts of Lincoln or Roosevelt might have better bridged the divide. And I guarantee I'll keep trying to be better so long as I hold this office.
The president has less than a year to go, his final State of the Union address. And in the address, he talks about a plethora of things, but ignores a few others, too, as well. There's been massive reaction to what the president said or didn't say in his speech. And I'm curious as to what kind of ratings we're actually going to see from the State of the Union. The last time out, they weren't very high. In fact, they had dropped significantly to much lower levels than we had seen. And I think there's more interest this time around because of the interest in politics and what's happening with the Republicans and what's happening with the Democrats, too, as well. The president downplayed the ISIS threat, and he certainly took on Republicans in his speech. He talked about the vice president leading a national effort to cure cancer in the United States, and he talked about the small businessman. You heard a little snippet there of what was on the president's State of the Union agenda. He called for a unity, but said that we're further apart than ever, and there's no question about that. that the Republicans and the Democrats don't really have much in between, where there might have been some in the past. There hasn't been for quite some time. It's really two different teams. Your team and my team, or our team and their team, whatever you want to call it. It was sort of a to-do list in the middle of this is my legacy. And it was even a little bit of a victory lap, I guess you could say. It was an acknowledgement that the gains the country's made under his administration will necessarily have to be reinforced by a Democratic successor, in a sense. Because he's put in 70 consecutive months of private, he's saying he's presided over 70 consecutive months of private sector job growth, including adding, this is Obama saying this, added more net jobs in the last 12 weeks than in the 12 years of Republican administration. He talked about health care coverage and thanks to the Affordable Care Act, that so the legislation that so many others are able to get health care, and that the accomplishments wouldn't be easily undone, but only a Democratic successor could build upon them. So in a sense, it was kind of like a political speech and kind of not, I suppose. And at the same time that the State of the Union is going on, you have Republicans who are reacting to what the president said and whether or not he missed a few items. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
Do you have mail, mistress?
Thank you, Charlie says. Kate, what was that for a State of the Union? I will admit I am not a fan of Obama's. I don't hate the man. I can hear that with some of the callers, which I don't get. You cannot stand his policies, and you can think that he screwed things up. But I don't think it has to be a bunch of personal attacks. Okay, that's a chat for another night when I actually call the show. But I think he could have tied it together better, whatever the ultimate theme was, and I couldn't really catch a theme from him. You may have. I don't think I caught one whatsoever, except for talking about the discord in Washington, in a sense, and pointing out some things that successfully were done, and then Guantanamo came up. So this was kind of a re-rack of what he's already told us, don't you think? Yeah, in a way, there was a laundry list of, I said that earlier, but, you know, he said the State of the Union is strong, but it's also as divided today as it's ever been. He called for common citizenship and unification, which, oof, I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. I'm curious as to whether or not we will see more people that will go out and vote. And there's the question. If you're listening to me, are you going to go out and vote come election day? All this rhetoric, all these conversations about watching the Republican debates, and of course there have been a few Democratic, but very few. And there's one coming up on Thursday. With the focus being there, is that what you do? Or no? And how many people will go out and vote? All right, I'm going to rifle off a couple. Here's Susan. Susan says, Kate, Governor Nikki Haley and her Republican address to the nation was brilliant. You know, a lot of people bring her name up as a potential running mate for whoever gets the nomination. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Nikki Haley, Suzanne Martinez, they're from New Mexico. There are a lot of strong women that actually the candidate could go to if they want to go in that direction. How about this one from Rollins, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. I really enjoy it. What a shame that the president didn't mention the 10 Navy sailors that have been detained by Iran. Persnickety time to do that. I can't believe that something untoward will happen toward the sailors, but you have to think that they're concerned about it. And nothing came out in the State of the Union address. All right, we move on. This one from Richard, who says, Kate, I thought of you today when the NFL approved a plan to move the Rams to Los Angeles. Gosh, how about for the St. Louis fans? They had to feel bummed after embracing the Rams, but then letting them slip back into the abyss that is Los Angeles once again. Well, I guess the good news is, if there's any good news in this, not for St. Louis. If you're listening to me in Missouri and you're a fan of the great game of football, you're not happy with this. And speaking of that, don't forget we have our Nail the Score segment coming up in the final segment of this hour. I think the State of the Union was just kind of blah, just kind of bland. And Roger agrees with me. Kate, State of the Union, kind of like watching paint dry. Nothing ultra significant to me. I couldn't see anything that really stood out, except for what you've already pointed out. Didn't talk about the Sailors, for one. That was very, very big. And there are no forward plans for the most part because the president is leaving office. Well, true, but you got to think on the Democratic side of things, is it, you know, does somebody, some unforeseen thing happen or not? I mean, this is it for Hillary Clinton. If she doesn't get the nomination and doesn't stay in it, she's not coming back. There's no way. She's not coming back. See, if you get a Rubio or someone young like that, they could come back and try again for president, but not when you're 69, 70 something years old. Just very difficult to get over that hurdle. So I don't think that happens. Okay, this one from Jane, who says, Kate, I've enjoyed listening to America Tonight. I don't know if you remember me. We used to work a long time ago together in a television newsroom. I was just reminiscing with someone the other day about that. What do you miss most? Red and green chili, of course. Hot, medium, or mild. I used to love when they'd come to my table and say, okay, what chili? Almost presuming it. And then what are you going to put on it? What secret flavor? How about some of what you have? I'll have what you're having. That makes it so much easier, I would think. But seriously, lots of reaction to that NFL thing and what happened in the State of the Union. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small-town girls and soft summer nights.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'll be in my room alone, every pulse meridian, and I'll be with my diary and that book by Mr. Gideon.
While Democrats in Washington bear much responsibility for the problems facing America today, they do not bear it alone. There is more than enough blame to go around.
Show that I can.
The governor of South Carolina talking about the State of the Union address as she got to be the comebacker for the Republicans. Oh, the brilliance of Nathan Reeder with that one. Inviting all of you to throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE on that State of the Union. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore first. Hey, Tom, what do you say?
Well, Kate, I say that dingbat ruined any credibility she had with that whole flag debacle. Come on. She just likes to grab onto anything that'll get her a little bit of attention. And if anyone was interested in finding out more about her, I think the flag debacle was enough to turn anybody off. That was just for show. It didn't do anything at all. But it looked good, and it made some people pay attention. So I don't put any credibility in her. There was no game.
You said it best. You win the prize. You're absolutely right. That is the word. It really was like a schizophrenic performance. True. True that, Tom. Absolutely. You nailed it. It was all over.
It's always been that way. You know, I've likened him to a lousy baker who does a good job with the confections afterwards, putting the icing on so no one can see what a lousy baking job he did. And that's really what he is. He's an empty suit. You know, he refers, and I think it's probably a Freudian slip when he talks about ISIS or ISIS, he refers to them as the JV team. I think he's really pulling something out of his inner insecurities about himself. I think that this was a guy who really was not ready for prime time, and we as a nation fell for his fancy words. He has a way of stringing them together that gets your attention, and it sounds good, and leaves you thinking the guy seems pretty smart, and of course, being the first African-American, and some of my black friends take issue with that. They say, look, he's not the first African-American. He's half. And so my apologies to them. But either way, I think as a nation, we all thought, at least most of us, that this was an opportunity for bridging some gaps that were still existing in our society. And boy, did he really let us down as a nation. You know, being here in Maryland, when I retired, I got into politics briefly, and I had the opportunity to meet then-Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele. And that was a guy who really could have filled those shoes so much better than this fella. And, you know, I so wish that more people would have known about Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, because he would have been a fine and wonderful president, and here we ended up with this guy. At least he's gone soon.
Yeah, Tom, well said. You really summed that up well. Thanks. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. What he says about Michael Steele, I've heard that, Tom, from other people that know Steele pretty well and say the same thing, that you didn't really, if you saw more of Steele, you would understand what he was about. And actually, there's a guy who bridges the gap, Republicans and Democrats. He has a lot of friends that are Democrats, and they like them too. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. He's going to say, I've got to put my headsets down. You wait. I know he's there.
Yeah,
he had to put his headsets down.
Put my headphones down.
Yes, okay. We have you.
Okay, dittos to Tom. Perfect. That was just a great analogy of the whole situation, and I agree.
Yeah, I agree. The schizophrenic was a good way to put it, because it is kind of like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a pitiful performance tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I was forced to watch it because, you know, I'm an Obama hater. And so I just had to force myself to watch it. And I'm going, oh, God, when will this be over? And thank God it was short. But it was like Donald Trump said, this was painful to watch. I mean, he's prides himself on being such an articulate wordsmith, and his teleprompter lied to him again, you know, this time he was playing stupid. But what did you think, Kate? I mean, you know, I'm...
I think what you just said right there, if he known for way the icing and known for doing that, he really, if you just looked at it from a speaking perspective, even, it wasn't good. Something was absolutely amiss. Like, okay, this is my last one. I was surprised. I was surprised that the way it came off.
Yeah, it came off with, I'm tired of this crap. I'm just
yes. Absolutely. It kind of felt like that. Like, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing.
As far as Haley, when she was talking about the Republicans, what she was meaning by that was, we elect them, we send them to office, and then they won't do what we send them to do. We don't want Obamacare. We don't want him financing his budgets. We want him to shut down the government. We want Obama to come to our side and do what we want him to do, not what he wants us to do. And since they're not going to do that, I'm suggesting that any incumbent that wasn't a member of the Freedom Caucus that Obama and tried to fight him, and not the Mitch McConnell types, not the Paul Ryan types, but anybody else, don't elect them. Kick them out of office. Replace them with whoever runs against them, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Incumbents go. We are going to have to make a statement, and that's how we make it.
Yeah. Yep. Well said, Dan in Texas. I hope Dan is coming back, and some of you as well, because as Dan knows, we do that nail the score thing coming up in our next segment where you have the chance to win a computer, and it's not a gazillion odds, like 1 in 329 million to win the Powerball, where you should become anonymous immediately if you do. It would be so shocking. What could you possibly ever do with all that loot? So we're not giving away Powerball money, but we are giving away a computer if you nail the score. One of the playoff games will be chosen as the game of the week. You call in, tell us who you think is going to win, and what the final score is. There was no winner on the high seas of Iran when 10 Navy crewmen were, I'll say, detained, removed by the Iranians in the Persian Gulf. 9 men, 1 woman. Supposedly they're being treated well and they're fine and they'll be released. But there wasn't a mention of it at all in the State of the Union address, and it was odd. It would be like, I mean, we'll just take it from the president's point of view. You're the leader of the free world. Anything that happens to any of our people while they're on deck in other lands, it is, of course, a big deal. And we know what happened is like Benghazi, what happened in Benghazi, and what was misleading, and then what was said afterwards. And, yeah, it's two different things. But when you've got 10 sailors that are taken by Iran, especially with this accord that we're part of, and we're basically releasing the sanctions, and that means a huge, huge burden is lifted off the Iranians. And then the president isn't mentioning it at all. Is odd. If I'm going on stage, I'm the guy. I mean, you got to at least brush up on that. And meaning a few sentences, a few something out of your mouth. We feel confident the sailors are going to be released within the next couple of days. But it doesn't go along with downplaying the ISIS threat. It doesn't. I mean, this is an ISIS, but it doesn't go down with downplaying terrorism and how strong the United States is. So that doesn't work. So I guess the plan was to not say anything because it's too sticky. I mean, the priority has to, I would think, would be over service members detained in Iran. And, you know, it's interesting because the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, was asked about it, and he said afterwards, I hope the president will update us. I'm closely monitoring the situation, and I hope the president will soon update the American people. Absolutely. I would think that somewhere that would have been jammed in, but it just absolutely wasn't. Like the moment in criticizing the Republicans, the contenders in the State of the Union. Why bother with that? Tell us what's happened with the sailors. Instead, the question mark is out there. Why are you not talking about that? Coming up next, a little levity. We always need to smile on this show, and you do in your world. I'm not telling you what to do, but wouldn't it be nice? Nail the score next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes. Once again, as the season winds down, we're into the postseason. The good news is you could win a computer if you correctly nail the score. Key thing is we're in the playoffs. We got a couple of games going on this weekend, so we're going to let the computer choose. Let it ride, Nathan. Oh, my. Steelers and the Broncos. That's the Sunday game. It kicks at 4:40 Eastern. The Broncos don't go with Brock Osweiler. They've got Peyton Manning back as their quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger is the man when it comes to the Steelers, but boy, the Steelers are so banged up. This game is being played in Denver. I think it makes a difference. And it's an interesting day for the NFL because they announced that the Rams are leaving St. Louis. They're going to Los Angeles. They're going to Los Angeles. And in the meantime, you've got injuries to deal with. The team could be without Antonio Brown, concussion. He's in concussion protocol, as the NFL calls it. Their leading rusher, D'Angelo Williams, with a foot problem. So, and Ben Roethlisberger, who's not 100%, let's put it that way. So, the key thing is, all of that gobbledygook doesn't matter. You just got to tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. The final score for this game. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas, you get the first crack at this.
Okay. 34 Denver, 27 Pittsburgh.
Denver. All right, Dan in Texas, duly noted, as they say. 34-27, Dan in Texas. He says Denver. What do you say? 855-266-5283. Let me throw out the digits again. They're not jumbled up. 855-266-5283. I'm serious. I thought I had dyslexia with numbers because sometimes I transpose numbers. I still do it. Oh, Nathan could tell you stories about that. I give him numbers and it's not the right number, but it's been a while. Knock on wood. Grim, Grimster, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Woohoo on Tom and dittos to Dan. And I'm not going to have my lunch eat like I did with the Minnesota game. You know, I'm a roots ruined for you, Matt.
That's right. I was thinking about Matt during that, too. Oh, that's terrible. So sad.
But I'm going to say it's going to be just like the Minnesota game. It's going to mostly be defensive. And I'm going to say it's going to go into overtime, possibly double overtime, and say 16 Steelers and 19 Broncos.
Ooh, another Denver Broncos, 19-16. Love the explanation. Could go into OT. Thanks, Grim. 855-266-5283. Roger in Texas. Hey, Rog.
Hey, how are you going, Kate?
It's good, man. What do you think? Who wins? What's the score?
I've got to go with Denver. I mean, Pittsburgh just, they're too banged up. They're not going to be able to hang.
That's what I think. So what do you think the score is?
I will say 30-17 Denver.
Ooh, okay. You are in the books, Roger. Thank you for the call. You could be the winner. And, Rog, you win a computer if you actually nail the score. So 19, 16, 30, 17, 34, 27, all on the side of Denver. 855-266-5283. Send me an email at americatonight.net with a guess. It counts as long as it's in at the very top of the hour. Nathan Reeder, the big football fan that you are, who do you think wins?
I'm going to go with all of these people. I'm going to go with the crowd on this one. And, Broncos 21, Steelers 13.
21-13, Denver. Thank you, Nathan. I think it's pretty clear everybody's piling on Denver, and for good reason. A lot of it is because, as you know, as Roger said, the Steelers are so banged up, and you heard me go through the injuries. I don't see it. If they pull it out, that'd be huge. But and Peyton Manning is quarterbacking after his big comeback. So I say the Broncos as well. I'm not even tempted to be contrarian and go on the other side. I think Denver wins it handily, 34-21.
Let them eat cake.
Thank you, Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. Exactly. And that's what will happen on the flight home for the Steelers. Celebratory cake for next season. Yay, we'll get them next time. Speaking of celebrating and really pulling in Marie Antoinette, Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams, did that. The Rams headed to Inglewood, California. I mentioned this because it was a vote by the NFL owners. So the Chargers could also join the Rams, but they have only until January 16th to agree to lease, you know, to the lease terms with the Rams. If the Chargers decline, the Raiders could hook up with the Rams in Southern California. And let's put it this way, they will. If they get the opportunity to be there, they're going to do that. And boy, how awful would that be for those crazy Oakland Raider fans. All right, Tom in Maryland, you have a shot. Tom, what do you think?
It's
26-17 Broncos.
Say that first part again.
26-17 Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. Another Broncos. Yeah, and Peyton Manning's back, and the Steelers are banged up. So,
hey,
Tom,
hey.
Yeah.
Go Denver.
Yeah, go Denver. Thanks, Tom, in Maryland. 855-266-5283. I got to tell you, I have a bunch of friends and a lot of listeners listen to us in Missouri, all over Missouri, and they're very disappointed. My pal Howard Balzer is on the air and has a Heisman vote. Great guy. I've known him for a long time, and he knows what it means when you lose a football team in a city like St. Louis. Sharon in Portland. Oh, it's always fun to get her on the air. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Good. I'm awesome.
Sharon, what do you think? What happens, man? Give us the scoop.
Denver over Steelers. I think I put 31-24. I sent your email, but it went to the wrong email address.
Okay, 31-20. Say that again.
31-24.
Ooh, I like that. You got to tell us, how cold is it in Portland right now?
It's cold. We had about 4 inches of snow today.
Oh, 4 inches of snow. But you're used to that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. When you're used to it, it's so different than if you take somebody who's been in the sun for a while and you dip them into that snow. When it gets deep like that, do you make snow angels all over the place?
I haven't yet. Other areas of the state are supposed to get more than we are. We're on the coast. So we're getting a mixture of snow mixture. But so far we've got about 3 to 4 inches.
3 to 4 inches. All right, Sharon, make an angel for us if you get more snow. And thanks for calling. Sharon's been doing the whole nail the score thing and usually does it by email for a very long time. At least the last couple of years. And if somebody deserves to win, Sharon would be right there on that list. She is the steady Eddie, constantly on top of this. Just loves it. I think Denver, if the team was healthy, if the Pittsburgh Steelers were healthy, and you think Antonio Brown and D'Angelo Williams and Ben Roethlisberger would be a taller task. So it could be the Peyton Manning show. Sweetness. Good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score.
I went down to the football game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.